If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Bless His holy name. We thank Him for all that He does. 1 John chapter 4. Bible says in verse 9, He said, "And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." As we look at this today and we see John and he's writing here, he's just speaking on that mighty love of God and that manifestation of that love. I'm so glad that God manifests His love to us. I'm glad He brings it down to where we are. That praise God, even in the darkest of hours, we can see it with our eye and we can feel it in our hearts. I'm glad for what I know about the Lord this morning. I'm glad for that peace that He gives in my heart. I'm glad when I'm going through the trials and troubles of this old world that there's a God of glory who loves me, praise God, and He manifests that love to me. He pours it out on purpose, praise God. When I feel like I'm going down for the last time, when I feel like I need help at the worst point of my life, praise God, God manifests Himself. He said, "Peace be still." Amen. And gives me that help. I'm so glad today that I have that blessed hope. I'm glad I've got that manifestation that I can see that John tells us about here about the love of God. He said it's a manifestation of the love of God. Now, like this, toward us. Do you know God loves us? Amen. Did you ever think about how much God loves us? He loves us. The Bible said that He gave His only begotten Son. Amen. Gave His precious, the precious Lord Jesus Christ. He gave Him for us. Amen. Praise God. That's Him to manifest Him to us, praise God, that we could see the love of God. Amen. That we could see it in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was made manifest that we might see it. Praise God. And we see it in Emmanuel. Amen. As we're celebrating this Christmas season, we see, and I want to preach just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought, "Oh, come, Emmanuel. Oh, come, Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. I'm glad today He's not a God that sets out, isolates Himself, amen, out somewhere in some wilderness where we can't get to Him. But I'm glad this morning, praise God, that He's a God that manifests Himself, comes down to where we're at, praise God, manifests Himself to us, that we can see Him, praise God, and know that He's real even this morning. Amen. The manifestation of the Savior. Why did He do that? Because He loved us and He cares for us. Praise God. With a godly love. Amen. And He wanted us to see that love of God. And I won't say when you get to seeing that, praise God, it gets to working in your heart. And amen, you can't help but you get to can't help it. And it's come out on you, praise God. And we begin to see the manifestation of God as He's moving across this land, moving in our hearts and our life. And praise God, and people are starting to look at us a little peculiar, saying, "Hey, you know what? There's something about them folks at Stony Fork Baptist Church. They're kind of peculiar up there." Amen. You say, "Well, it's just because we love the Lord Jesus Christ in all His goodness and His mercy that endures forever." Bless His holy name. That's what a kind of God we serve today. But He said He found it manifest that love toward us because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. How do we have life this morning? How do you have life? We have it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him, we're dead already. Amen. Amen. And we're dead in trespasses and sins, praise God. But because Jesus came, praise God, we've been made alive in Him. Amen. It's through Him and through Him only that we have this manifestation, that we can see Christ alive this morning. Amen. He does that for us. The Bible says over in Isaiah chapter 7, He said that He gave us a sign. He said that we was in needing of seeing. Amen. The Bible said the Jews seek after a sign. Amen. I don't seek after a sign, praise God, but I like it when He shows up. Amen. I like it when the Lord shows up on purpose. When you're down there and you got the mully grubs and things ain't going your way, things ain't going just right, praise God. But all of a sudden, the good God of glory, amen, just manifests Himself. And He said, "You know what? It's all right. I got this." Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you just go, "Woo, praise the Lord." It don't matter how dark it is. Glory be to God. If He said He's got it, He's got it. Amen. Bless His holy name. But the Bible said that they was a needing of a sign. Amen. Therefore a sign. Amen. Because they needed to see. Emmanuel. They need to see God with us. And you know what? I like to see God with us. I like to see Him moving in us. I like to see Him giving us that help. Amen. And I like it when people begin to realize and recognize that help that He's given. Amen. You can go a lot of places and do a lot of things to try to get a lot of different kind of help. But I'm so thankful, praise God, that the Word of God, amen, and God's people coming together to look at the Word of God, amen, encourage our heart together. Amen. That manifestation, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ that He shows us. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 7, verse 14, now you got to realize what's taking place here. There was a division. Israel was trying to find different ways to get help. They was looking at different nations and different things and different kings to try to get some help. Amen. They was needing a sign. They was needing some help from God. Amen. They was needing some direction. But in Isaiah 7:14 said, therefore the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Amen. Said, you need to see a sign, praise God. Said, God said, I'll give you a sign. Amen. He said, praise God, you don't have to look to the world. You don't have to look to the leaders of the world. You don't have to look to nationalities. You don't have to look to this or that, praise God. God said, you want to see something? I'll show you something. Amen. Well, I love God when He does that. Yeah. I love God when He just manifests Himself, praise God. And all of a sudden, hey, when you get the looking, praise God, all of a sudden He just shows you something. Shows you a thing or two. Usually about Him and His goodness and His mercy. That grace, praise God, bestowed to old sinful men. He said, therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Amen. And shall call His name Emmanuel. Amen. He said, hey, let me get... He said, you want looking for a sign? You want to see a sign? He said, I'll give you a sign. He said, there's a little old virgin over there. Praise God. And all these little old Jewish maidens, amen, they had all been keeping themselves pure, keeping themselves chaste, looking for to be that one that God would choose. Through them, God would bring the Messiah. Now, can you picture this? God's a-fixing this thing up. And God says, okay, he said, you're seeking a sign? He said, I'm going to give you a sign. Amen. He said, I'm going to pick me a little old Jewish girl, a little old virgin girl. Amen. He said, she's going to get conceived of the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call His name God with us. Amen. See, I'm going to call His name Emmanuel. He said, God with us. Amen. See, God had been there all the time. Amen. He had been there for them. He had been there in them. But praise be to God. He said, I'm going to be there with you. Praise the Lord. I'm glad God came down to where we was. When we couldn't, Brother Eddie, when we couldn't get to Him. Glory be to God. On that night, He saved my soul. I couldn't get to Him. But praise God, He came down to me. He manifested Himself in the soul of a little old sinner boy and saved my soul from the devil's hell. Amen. Manifestation. Holy Emmanuel. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Praise God. The Lord with us. Glory to God. We see this story playing out in Matthew chapter 1. Amen. We see the Lord Jesus Christ as the promise is made in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. As Joseph is there, and he's betrothed to a maiden. And he begins to have these things going through his mind. And the Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ in Matthew 1:18 was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. He said, but while he thought on these things, behold, amen, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him at manifestation. Amen. All of a sudden, when he was a-wandering in darkness, that one that he loved the most, that one he'd committed his heart to, he said, oh my goodness, it's messed up. Amen. How many times the devil come along and say, oh, it's just messed up. It's too bad now, you can't fix it. But I want to say Emmanuel can. Amen. God with us, praise God. He makes the difference this morning. Amen. When we can't, praise God, He can't. Why? Because there's nothing impossible with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Now listen to this. Verse 21 says, "She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Amen. Praise God. You know what that name Jesus means? That name Jesus means Savior. Amen. Savior. Praise God. He said, you'll call his name Savior. Praise the Lord. Savior. 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 Praise God. Why is it the world hates that name so much? Because it's the Savior. Praise God. It's the Savior of men. It's the Savior of humanity. It's Savior of kingdoms and kings. Praise God. It's the Savior of the world. Amen. He said, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. The manifestation, when we see him, oh, come Emmanuel, let us see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. We ought to be a shouting and a praising people. We ought to be desiring to see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Brother Bill said this morning, we get callous to time sometimes, and we don't love the Lord. We don't. The Bible goes on and says, now all this was done that might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name, what? Emmanuel. Amen. Which being interpreted is God with us. Amen. Glory be to God. He said there's one going to be born, and he's going to be Jesus, a Savior, and he's going to be God with us. Amen. I want to say he's not God isolated from us. He's not God separated from us. He's not God disassociated with us. But he's God Almighty with us today. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, whatever you do, whatever you say, praise God, it's God Almighty that's there. He's with us today. Amen. We just need to acknowledge him and his goodness and his mercy. Praise God. And he is God Almighty. He's with us this morning to help us, praise God, along our way. We can't disassociate him. Amen. We can't isolate ourselves from him. Wherever we are, there he is. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us. He said, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, this angel, Lord, had forbidden him and took unto him his wife and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Amen. Corbin, can you see this? As they come out, as she gets the Lord Jesus Christ, and they wrap Bible says they wrap him up in those swaddling clothes. She handed him, I can see she handed him to Joseph, Brother Jeff. You remember when you got that firstborn? Amen, that first little one, praise God. I can see Joseph as he took him in his arms. He snuggled him up. He loved that little one, boy, praise God. Hey, was something special about this young'un. Amen. And he looked into his eyes and he recognized him. And he said, Jesus. Amen. Glory be. Savior, praise God. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Praise the Lord. What a magnificent time that was when we recognized the Savior, praise God. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us. Glory to God. Joseph said, Jesus, my Savior. Amen. Over in the book of Luke chapter 1, we see it again. Amen. In Luke chapter 1, let me show you this right quickly. In Luke chapter 1, we see Mary. And she goes there, and the Bible teaches us that the angel of the Lord come upon her and told her she was going to be endowed and she's going to be blessed. And she said that she's going to be used of God. Said, you're going to have a son, and you're going to call his name Jesus. Amen. He said he'll reign in the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom, there'll be no end. And she comes on down to verse 43. And she said, whence is this to me that the Elizabeth, she goes to see Elizabeth, and Elizabeth speaks to her, whence is this that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe, she's talking about John Baptist, and the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Amen. Glory be to God. You say, well, preacher, that ain't a baby. That's a fetus. That's an embryo. That's a living human being, praise God. And he leapt for joy at the presence of the Savior. Amen. He ain't no something another. He's a living human being. Yes, praise the Lord. He said, and blessed is she that believeth, for thou shalt be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And now listen to what Mary says. Verse 46, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. Mary said, hey, let me tell you, Aunt Elizabeth, something got a hold of me, glory to God. Something I can't get away from. Something I don't want to get away from. Glory be to God. He said, I magnify and rejoice in the Lord my God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. She was seeing a Savior. The manifestation, praise God, of Emmanuel. Glory be to God. While he was still in a small form. Amen. I won't say God in a small form. Still a great big God today. Amen. He's no little God we serve today. Amen. He's a great big God. A magnificent God that we serve. Bless God this morning. There's nothing small about him. Amen. He's real and he's truth. Praise God. And we can believe him this morning. Amen. We see not only Joseph, and we see Mary, but we see the Bible said that when Jesus was born, that the angels, praise God, began to proclaim that there was a Savior that was born in a manger in Bethlehem. And the shepherds went by to see what was going on. Amen. To see this Savior, see this one that they said would come, praise God. And they saw the Savior. And the Bible said they went and they told it. Spread all around. They couldn't keep quiet. Amen. Why? Because of the manifestation of the Savior. But there's another one here the Bible tells us about old Simeon. Now, Simeon was a great man. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and verse 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Amen. This old priest, Simeon, what was he doing? Praise God, Brother Don. He was waiting on God. Amen. He was looking for a consolation. I praise God today that there's consolation in the Savior this morning.
Amen.
He was waiting on the Savior. Come on, Emmanuel. Praise God. God with us this morning. The consolation that he gives us. And the Bible said it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And the Bible said he came by the Spirit into the temple. Now can you see this? Oh, Simeon, praise God, he'd been waiting on God. Amen. He had been waiting on God. Amen. Serving the Lord, praise God. Doing what God would have him to do. Trusting, praise God. Believing the Lord. Just and devout in what he did. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Now I want you to look and think about this. Then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. Amen. He said, hey, glory be to God. He said, Lord, I've seen all I need to see. You can take me out of here now. Amen. You say, what did he see? Look at this verse 30. He said, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, thou hast prepared before the face of all people. He said, praise God. He said, you go ahead and take me out of here now, praise God. The manifestation of Emmanuel, praise God. He said, I've seen him and I'm satisfied. Amen. You know what's wrong with most of us today? Praise God. We've seen God. We've seen him right here. We've seen him moving. We've seen him doing things. We've seen him saving souls. We've seen him birthing folks into the family of God. We've seen him heal old sick sinners, praise God. We've seen him heal sick people. Amen. But we forget the manifestation of the Savior, praise God. We forget to praise him for his goodness and his mercy. We forget to thank him, praise God, that he's with us, glory be to God, and he cares for us. Amen. He does. See old Simeon as he took the Lord Jesus in his arms. And the Bible tells here that he took him up in his arms and blessed God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, praise God, Lord. Hey, you can take me on now. He said, I've got to hold the Savior in my arms.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I've got to pull him up to my bosom, glory be to God. That closest place. Amen. He said, I've got to hold him tight. Amen. Glory. Can you see it? I just get in my mind, I think about this. I see old Simeon, he knows he's a little, and maybe don't want to let him go. He said, Mary, do you understand? Amen, this is him. Amen, this is the one. This is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Jesus, the Savior of mankind, humanity. Amen. He's special. Praise God. Amen. But Mary already know about that.
Amen. Mary had done spent a little bit of time along with Jesus. Amen. She already knew who He was. She had seen the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. She had seen the angel Gabriel pray. She had seen the mighty hand of God, the manifestation upon her life. Amen. She had held Jesus in her arms just like old Simeon. But she had went a little farther. Amen. She had kissed the face of God. Can you imagine as she held that little baby Jesus? I mean, you could just smooch him to death. Amen. I take little me and I smooch on her. I say, "Papa, get all your kisses." Amen. Amen. And just imagine, old Simeon held him close, held the Savior. But praise God, she held him close. Amen. But she held him just a little bit closer. Amen. She smooched the face of God. Amen. Hagar pulled him down, put her head on his little chest. Amen. Heard the heartbeat of God in her son. Praise the Lord God. What a manifestation. What God chose us through this Savior. Oh, come Emmanuel. Help us, God, to realize God with us. Amen. We see that manifestation as God begins to manifest Himself to us. Praise the Lord. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the excitement of knowing Him? Praise God. Knowing who He was into holding Him, to be able to hold Him that close. You say, "Boy, preacher, I'd like to be able to do that." I want to say we can. He said, if we'll draw nigh to Him.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. He said, if we'll draw nigh to Him. He said, if we'll get close to Him, and He'll get close to us. It just depends on this morning. How close do you want to be? How close do you want to be to the Lord's Savior? How close, praise God. If you want to this morning, you can climb up in His lap, praise God. Amen. He'll snuggle you up in His bosom, praise God, and love you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen. That manifestation of the Savior. God with us, amen. So we see, but we see the benefit that we have in that. Back over in Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, He shows us the benefits of the Savior. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Now I want you to notice this here. This is special. The benefit that we have in Emmanuel. He said, "For unto us a child is born." Amen. Hey, He didn't say for somebody else. He said it didn't say for the nation of Israel, just for the nation of Israel. He didn't say for Egypt or Ethiopia. Amen. He said, unto us, unto us, a child is born. He said, unto us, a son is given. Amen. What's He saying? Praise God, what a manifestation, what a benefit we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. God gave Him for us. He came for us. Amen. That through Him, praise God, we might have hope this morning. There's a whole lot of this world that's hopeless. Bill talked about a young man this morning that he went to see that hates God. Amen. Don't have nothing to do with the Lord. God help him. Amen. They're lost and miserable with no hope. But praise God, we see the benefit here when He sent the Savior. Praise the Lord. And he goes on and says, the government shall be upon His shoulders. That means He's going to be a great governor. The benefit we have, praise God, we don't have to worry about those that's over us, praise the Lord. One of these days, there's going to be a Lord. He's going to be a King of kings and Lord of lords, praise God, that'll rule with a rod of iron.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we say, oh, come Emmanuel, God with us. Touch us, Lord. Give us that we need, praise the Lord, even this morning. Amen. He says, he goes on and says, the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. The wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. He's wonderful this morning, praise God. He's all in all. He's everything that we'll ever need. I want to say this morning, we don't have to search for anything else. Amen. We don't need anything else. If we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, if we've put our faith and trust in Him, we've got all that we ever need. He's wonderful. Amen. Hey, it don't get no better than Him. Amen. He's the only one that can be there all the time. He's that only one that's God with us. Amen. He's the only one that's there all the time. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're going or what you're going through, He's there with you. Amen. He's wonderful that way. But not only is He wonderful, but He's a counselor. Called a wonderful, called a counselor. Amen. The one that'll counsel us. And He's got good counsel. Amen. His word is good counsel. His word is truth. There's a lot of people today that says, you know what? I believe the Bible, but. Huh? I believe what God says, but. I want to say, praise God, goats, but. sheep follow. Amen. See, I believe the Bible because God says, praise the Lord. Amen. There ain't no buts about it, praise the Lord. I believe it. It's absolute truth. Absolutely. Amen. He is a wonderful counselor, praise God. He don't give bad counsel. Amen. God don't give no bad advice. If God says it, praise God, you can take it to the bank. It'll help your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God will never tell you nothing. There's not a word in here, praise God. There's not nothing in here that God tell you that'll hurt you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, hey, sometimes, they some people told me the other day, said, preacher, said, sometimes you step on my toes. Amen. Well, I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm aiming at your heart. And it's not me, it's God. I just tell you what, thus says the Word of God. Amen. And I do it with a heart of love because that's what God does. Amen. Hey, I love you too much, praise God, that God's going to help me and I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. We get enough junk out here in the world. Amen. I want the truth. I want somebody to tell me what thus says the Word of God. Amen. How to apply it to my life, praise God, so I can be strong for Him, so I can see God with me. Amen. So Emmanuel can have his right of way in my heart, even this morning. But He gives us good counsel. But of course He does that because He's the mighty God. Amen. He is the mighty God. I wish you could have been there Wednesday night. I preached at their fellowship on the sovereignty of the Savior. Amen. The sovereignty of the Savior, praise God. How that He is all in all. He is God Almighty. And there's none beside Him. He's sovereign in all that He does, praise God. His rule and His authority, praise God. And the discipline that He shows us, praise God. It's the sovereign God of glory that does that for us. And He does that through us. Amen. Why? Because He's a mighty God. God, hey, He's a God that don't compromise. Amen. I'm glad I got a God this morning. Praise God. Brother Eddie, don't compromise on my behalf. He loves me and He tells me the truth. Amen. And I love Him and I listen. Hello? Amen. I love Him and I listen to what He says. Praise the Lord. And it changes my life to fit His Word. See, we're living today in a world, praise God, that we want to change the Word to fit our lives. That's why we got all these different versions of the Bible. Causing all kind of confusion. Now, the last time I looked, the author of confusion is the devil. Amen. He still is that the way it still is? Amen. Amen. The accuser of the brethren. Amen. That one that'll deceive and tear down and destroy, never builds up and never encourages. Amen. That's the one that's after us. That's the one that wants to destroy, tear down. That's the one that wants to infiltrate the church and God's people, praise God, and get us discouraged and disappointed. Amen. Drive us away. But praise God, there's a God of glory. It's Almighty God today. And He said, you know what? If you'll just listen to me, I'll draw you close to myself. Amen. Amen. I'll cover you. Glory to God. He said, I'll cover you with that mighty wing of hope. Glory be to God. And nothing will touch you. Amen. Every time I think about that, I think about them little old chicks. My granddaddy had one day and they were down there in the very bottom of the field. And there was a storm coming up. I mean, it was bad coming quick. And that old hen, she took off, had six or eight or ten little old chicks, had a whole bunch of them, and she started for that hen house, got about halfway across that field, and the hail and the rain and the wind began to just pour down, and that little mama hen, she throwed up them wings, praise God, them little old chicks dove under her, she covered them up with them wings, stuck her head under her arm, praise God, and protected them from that storm. I want to say, praise God, the Almighty God that we serve today, Manuel, a God with us, amen, glory be to God, when we need Him the most, praise God, He raises up them wings of love. Amen. Lets us go under and covers us about. Amen. That's the God. We're an almighty God today. Amen. That old mama hen, she endured that storm. She took all that rain, that hail, and that wind. Amen. If we'll let Him today, pray God do the same for us. Amen. He'll bring us through with a shout instead of a pout. Bless His holy name. Amen. Glory to God. Said He's called the mighty God. Called the everlasting Father. Amen. Hey, you, a lot of times we live in a world, praise God, we call ourselves fathers, but I won't say there's an everlasting Father. There's one there that said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd be there with us through thick and thin. We're living in a society today when things get tough, a lot of these so-called fathers will hit the road. And they'll leave mama home to take care of those little ones and fend for themselves. I want to tell you, they ain't no man at all. Amen. Do you hear me? I said, they ain't no man at all. That's somebody that would do that. But praise God, I want to say we've got a heavenly Father. He'll never abandon us. But He'll stay faithful. He'll stay the manifestation, the benefit that we have on Emmanuel. God's with us. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 6, He said, He's the Prince of Peace. See, we're living in a world, we're desiring peace, ain't we? Amen. We'd like to have peace. People don't want turmoil. I don't know about you. I'd like to see everybody peaceful. I'd like to see everybody getting along. I'd like to see everybody loving one another and loving God. Amen. See, if we could ever get that right, if we could begin to love God, then we could begin to love everybody else. Amen. We get the love of God in our heart, praise God. We begin to see Emmanuel. We begin to benefit from Emmanuel, praise God. We'll begin to see the love of God. As John told us over in 1 John chapter 4, that manifestation will take place. Amen. But the Bible says we need that the Prince of Peace. The only one that's going to take care of this mess that we're in now is the Prince of Peace. Amen. He said, My peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. Amen. He said, You just got to gather it up. Praise the Lord. He said, Peace is there. We just got to seek peace. Amen. Bless His holy name. Verse 7, He said, For the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon His kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, Hey, who's going to take care of this? How's this situation? Where's peace coming from? He said, It's coming from the Lord. He said, He's going to manifest in Emmanuel. Amen. He said, Emmanuel, oh Emmanuel. Praise the Lord, we need Him now more than ever. We need the Lord with us, praise God, in this land. We need Him in our homes, our lives, and our families more than we ever have. He said, Well, preacher, what do we have to do? Instead of running from Him, we need to run to Him. Amen. We need to run to the Lord, praise God. We need to get that help that He has to pass out to us, even in the day that we live. Amen. We need Him more than we could ever think. Why? Because He's that very foundation upon which we build. Amen. Well, foundation. We need what America needs, what families need. What I need is a foundation. Amen. A foundation. Something to build. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of people today that don't have a foundation. Amen. And that if you ain't got a foundation, then you're building on shifting sand. Amen. That way, when you're building on shifting sand, every change of the weather will affect it. Amen. Amen. You build on sand, praise God. And when it begins to rain and the wind blows, you ain't going to have no place to stay in a while. In Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, he talks about that foundation. He said, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. Amen. He said, I lay a stone in Zion. He said, not only is it just it's not just any kind of stone, but the Bible said it's a tried stone. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, it's a stone that's been put to the test. It's a stone, praise God, that's endured everything that we have to endure. It's a stone that's went through everything that we'll have to go through. He said, the stone, praise God, that He laid is a tried stone. Amen. It's been tried and tested. It's been tempted and persuaded. But praise God, it never failed. He said, not only is it a tried stone, but it's a precious cornerstone. You know what that is? That's that most important part. That's that starting stone. Amen. He said, that's that stone. He said, that was a stone of offense to the world, but praise God, and a stumbling block to the Jew. But praise God, He said, it's become the precious cornerstone for humanity. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, God with us, a precious cornerstone. That precious cornerstone is what you need, the Bible said. And He goes on to say, a sure foundation. Amen. Brother Mike knows about it. He's a builder, praise God. He knows, praise God, if you don't get those foundations, if you don't get those corners laid out right, the whole thing will be a mess. Amen. What's wrong with America? We haven't got no cornerstone. We haven't got no foundation. So we're building upon and making a mess. Amen. But God Almighty, praise God, through the benefit, He said, I give Emmanuel, praise God, God with us, amen, in whom we can build and build upon. Bless His holy name. What a Savior we have. That's important today to realize. Amen. See, all this took part at the first event. Amen. When He came, praise God, as Emmanuel, as God with us. Amen. And praise the Lord. He's never left us. Amen. He came to man. He came to humanity. He came and was manifest in the flesh and dwelt among men. You say, well, preacher, he did leave. He went back to glory. Yeah, but he there's a presence here that's more real than ever was because he sent us the Consoler, the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. The one that'll be with us wherever we are this morning. Bless His holy name. So not only we need to see the manifestation and the benefit, we need to realize this morning, praise God, that Emmanuel is a God of understanding. A God that understands where we're at and understands everything that we'll need. In Isaiah chapter 11, the Bible speaks that that the Lord Jesus, He's a rod out of the stem of Jesse and a branch which shall grow out of His roots. He said, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. That greater son of King David. But the Bible goes on and says in verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 11, said, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him. Upon who? The Spirit of God's going to rest upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We've seen that take place over on the Jordan River when He was baptized. And the Bible said He come up out of the water and the Spirit of God ascended upon Him a dove and remained upon Him. Amen. Was there with Him. Praise God. The hand of God was on the Son of God. Bless His holy name. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon Him. And the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. See, if we're going to start out with the Lord and have the right foundation, if we're going to have Emmanuel, God with us, praise God, we got to start out with the wisdom of God. Amen. What we want to do sometimes is we want to get, I told them Wednesday night, we want to send our children to school, give them a great education, and that's a good thing, that's an honorable thing. But praise God, when we educate them outside of the things of God, amen, we're messing up. It needs to start, the education needs to start at the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That foundation that they build upon, praise God, so that they'll know truth. So when they get out there in the world and the world begins to tell them these things, these untruths, they'll know what truth is. Amen? That's how at the bank they check counterfeits. Amen? They send them to school and they give them the real thing. Amen? They give them the real thing. They say, well, when do they see counterfeits? When it comes across the counter. Amen. They never see it when they're training. They learn the real thing. That way they can recognize a counterfeit. I tell you what, it don't take me but just a second to recognize a counterfeit. Amen. Folks send you Christmas cards and stuff, and you open them up, and they got Scripture in them. And boy, just that quick, I can tell you whether it's King James or not. Amen. Why? Because it don't fit. Amen. Because I know the real thing, praise God. It speaks to my soul. Amen. I don't need a counterfeit. Amen. You got to be careful with those things. The devil's sneaking them in. I mean, even if you go to Haywood Road, it's supposed to be a KJV store. You got to be careful. Miss Doom told me one time, she said, Jeff, I try to go through them. They're supposed to be all King James. But sometimes they slip them in on me. I told her, I said, well, sis, ain't that just like the devil? Try to slip them in on us. Amen. To give us a counterfeit. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of the world, praise God, today, that's got a counterfeit. Amen. God, we need God with us, praise God. God in us to help us. But I'm afraid there's a lot of people that's got a counterfeit. They've been slipped a counterfeit these last days we live. They say, well, I'm all right, but they don't care nothing about God. They don't care nothing about church. They don't care nothing about worship God. They don't care nothing about praising the Savior. You know what they've got? They've got a counterfeit. Amen. If you've truly been born again, praise God, I believe you'll want to get in on it. Amen. Amen. Recognize Emmanuel. Praise be to God. But it said He gives a spirit of wisdom. That comes before anything else. And with that wisdom comes understanding. Amen. He understands us this morning. And a spirit of counsel and might. A spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. You know what's wrong with America today? We don't fear God no more. We don't have a bit of fear of God. Amen. We're not afraid of what God can do. We're not afraid of God, what God won't do. Amen. Hearts and minds of our people. We're not afraid of God. Amen. We stand and thumb our nose in His face and say, hey, we don't need you. God help America when we turn our back on God. We need Him more than we ever have. But I want you to look what a gracious God we have. He said, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, and neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Amen. What a God we have. Listen, said, hey, just because of what he sees and what he hears from us, Praise God. He don't judge us and condemn us for that. Hello? He'd be just in doing so. Amen? He'd be just in doing so. He'd been just and cast us off into hell. But praise God, He said this morning He don't. Because He's a God of understanding. Oh, come Emmanuel. We need understanding, praise God. And we need to understand Him. Amen? Just like He understands. He loves us. He said He does it, but with righteousness shall He judge the poor and reprove with iniquity, with equity for the meek of the earth. And He shall smite the earth with the rod of His mouth and with the breath of His lips shall He slay the wicked. Amen. That's God Almighty. Praise. He's just in all that He does. Praise the Lord. That's Emmanuel. That's God with us. Praise God. He's there to protect us, to watch over, but to not to beat us down, but to lift us up. Yes, amen. To encourage us, praise God, for the journey. To show us that there's a better way. Bless His holy name. And the Bible says, it does it in verse 5, said, and righteousness shall be the girdle of His loins, and faithfulness the girdle of His reins. Amen. That innermost part of our Lord, praise God, is it's controlled by righteousness and faithfulness. Amen. Righteous, doing the right thing and being faithful. To who? To me and you. Amen. Oh, Emmanuel. Come, Emmanuel. God with us. Lord, we need You now more than we ever have. We need God now. We need Him in our homes, in our own lives, in our country. Amen. We need Him in our nation. We need Him in the world we live in. We need Emmanuel. We need God with us in the day that we live. We need Him. We need Him in a big way. We cannot do without Him. Amen. We can't do without Him. We need Him, and we need Him now. We need Emmanuel. Oh, come Emmanuel. We need You now. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. We need Him. We need Him. We need Him. Amen. We need Him. Amen. We need Him to be the biggest presence in our life, the biggest part of our lives. But we have to ask ourselves, do you have Him? Is He with you today? Emmanuel, God with us. Is He with you? Is God with you today? Amen. Does He go with you, lead you, guide you, direct you, counsel you? Does He do all these things for you? Do you have Him today? Have you been born again? Have you been born from above? Do you desire the things of God? Do you seek His touch, His will? Do you desire the things He has for you? Do you have Him today? He wants to have you. Amen. He wants to be God with us. But we want to put Him on a shelf and say, well, God, it's like this box, and say, we'll get You out if we need You. But God don't work that way. God says, I want to be God with you. Emmanuel, God with us in everything that we endeavor to do. I want to ask you a question. Is God with you today? Is Emmanuel God with us? Is He with you? Is He the biggest part of your life? Are you allowing Him to manifest Himself to you, to benefit for you? To do things for you, to encourage you, to be the cornerstone for you, the foundation for you. You say, well, preacher, I don't, these people that, I'm not talking about people this morning. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. Is He your foundation this morning? Is He what you're building upon? If He's not, you're building on shifting sand. Your life is going to continue to shift back and forth. You're never going to have no stability. But praise God, when we build on Him, when we build on Emmanuel, and say, you know what? It's God with us that makes the difference. See, we're going to celebrate in a few days the birth of our Savior, our birth of the Lord Jesus Christ when He came and was manifest to me and you, that we could see Him, amen, so that we could benefit from Him, so that we could know Him. And we need to be ready to worship. We need to be ready to celebrate His birthday. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a celebration or to go out of our lips for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He came, He stepped out of glory. Stepped out of the portals of heaven, praise, laid aside His glory and came and was born in a lowly stable for old sinners like me and you. That He might be manifested, that we could see Him. Amen. So He could recognize everything that we go through. Amen. Let me show you something right quickly in Hebrews. It's come to my mind right quickly, and I'll turn you loose, and we'll go. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. The Bible says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God,
let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. That's those weaknesses and lacks of strength that we have. But was in all points, now listen to this, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Amen. So he said, the manifestation, because he's been there and he's done that. He's been through everything that we've ever endured. He's endured it all. He's been tested. He's been tempted. He's been tried, just like me and you. But he done it without sin so that he could stand before the Father and he could say, you know what? I know what he's going through. I've been there, Father. It's tough, but he's putting up, praise God, he submitted and he's putting up a resistance. And Lord, we need to send him some help.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What is that? That's Emmanuel. That's God with us. Amen. That's the one that makes the difference in our life today. That's why I ask you this morning, do you have him today? Do you have Emmanuel with you? Is he present in your life today?